USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. officials say ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been given a sea burial with Islamic religious rites. The officials who spoke under condition of anonymity did not give a specific location. Baghdadi was killed on Saturday in Syria during a U.S.-led operation. President Trump addressing a convention of police chiefs in Chicago yesterday. The Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson responding to criticism by the president, who said it was insulting that Johnson did not attend his speech, adding that Chicago's violence is embarrassing to us as a nation. Johnson said later,
"This president is known for doing a lot of talking about the city of Chicago. But if he's truly, truly ready to roll up his sleeves to partner with us, so are we."
A Denton, Texas cop is in critical condition after being shot early this morning, a suspected shooter in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says firefighters have responded to over 330 fires across California in just the past 24 hours. Strong winds are expected again later today. As for the big Kincade fire in Northern California, the County Fire Department Assistant Chief Jonathan Cox says,
"The fire is now at 74,324 acres, 74324. We have increased and gained some containment. We're at 15% containment on those 74,000 plus acres.
The Federal Reserve's policymaking arm expected to cut interest rates again during a two-day meeting that starts today. It would be the third rate cut this year, all coming since July. Fed watchers expect the Open Market Committee to also provide some clues as to whether another rate cut will happen before the year is over. Game 6 of the World Series between the Nats and the Astros this evening in Houston. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An Indiana man accused of dropping his granddaughter from a cruise ship is now facing negligent homicide charges. It happened in Puerto Rico in July. The charges against Salvatore Anello just announced yesterday. They say he dropped the 2-year-old girl from an open window as the cruise ship was sailing off Puerto Rico. More on the passings of two former members of Congress in recent days. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Two lawmakers passing away, former North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan dying at the age of 66. Back in 2016, she contracted a tick-borne illness which caused brain inflammation, making it difficult for her to speak and walk. And John Conyers, the longest-serving black congressman, dead at the age of 90. He founded the Black Caucus. He died in Detroit Sunday. Conyers serving in Congress for 53 years.
Walgreens laying off workers at the drugstore chain's corporate headquarters. It's a cost-cutting move, but the company's not saying exactly how many jobs are being cut at those corporate offices near Chicago. And former White House press chief Sean Spicer hanging in on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. He danced as Frankenstein's monster last night, stomping around to the Monster Mash. The judges weren't impressed, and Spicer got the lowest scores of the night, but he isn't out yet. And you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.